Hello and welcome to the Digital Business Masters podcast, the show that unpacks the latest trends in the digital economy. I'm your host, John. Today, we're delving into a video Sean Maloney produced recently that's been making waves in the crypto community. It's called The Road to $200,000 Bitcoin. Here to help us understand its core message is digital asset expert Sarah. Welcome, Sarah.
Thanks for having me, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
So this video isn't just another Bitcoin price prediction, is it? It seems to be more of a blueprint for financial independence.
That's exactly right. The central theme is about building a digital business that generates both equity and yield. It's a call to action for people to move beyond just being spectators in the crypto space and to start building something tangible they own.
Sean's video places a strong emphasis on the difference between education and application. Can you expand on that?
Absolutely. Sean makes a crucial point that financial education is vital, especially as an alternative to traditional financial advice. However, education without application is useless. You can read all the books and watch all the videos you want, but if you don't put that knowledge into practice, you're what Sean calls a perpetual student. The goal is to take that knowledge and formalize it into a solid business structure.
Let's talk about one of the foundational concepts in the video, the distinction between sound money and fiat currency.
Yes, this is a cornerstone of the entire argument. Sean explains that fiat currency, the government-issued money we use every day, is designed to lose purchasing power over time. Sound money, on the other hand, protects your purchasing power. Sean points out that in 2025, there are only two assets that truly do this, and the aim is to accumulate them to build a personal treasury.
And one of those is Bitcoin?
Precisely. Bitcoin is the core asset for the balance sheet of a digital business. It's positioned as the primary store of value, the sound money that protects your wealth. Sean notes that even major financial institutions and governments are now acknowledging Bitcoin's importance, which is a significant shift in the financial landscape in 2025.
The video also mentions some pretty staggering price predictions for Bitcoin.
It does. Sean talks about the anticipation of Bitcoin hitting all-time highs in 2025, with some predicting a rise to $1 million by 2027 and even $5 million by 2031. Sean attributes the recent price surges to high institutional buying and a low supply of Bitcoin on exchanges, creating a classic supply and demand squeeze.
Beyond Bitcoin, the video touches on stablecoins and altcoins. How do they fit into the DBM digital business plan?
It does. This is powerful, John. If Bitcoin is for equity on the balance sheet, stablecoins and altcoins are for generating yield. Sean discusses using stablecoins with smart contracts to provide liquidity and earn a return. The altcoin space is presented as an ecosystem where you can achieve both equity and yield. It's a more active, hands-on approach to generating cash flow within your digital business.
The video also introduces something called the DBM Academy. What is that?
The DBM Academy is an education and support system for individuals on this journey. It's a community where people can educate themselves and collaborate in the digital asset space. It's a way to bridge the gap between education and application that we discussed earlier, working with experienced, time-served coaches and like-minded people all over the world.
The video also takes a look at the bigger picture, the geopolitical and regulatory landscape.
Yes, and it's a fascinating contrast for sure. In the U.S., there seems to be a move towards embracing cryptocurrency, with stablecoin-friendly initiatives and the drafting of frameworks for spot crypto ETFs. This is coupled with a strong anti-CBDC, or central bank digital currency, stance. Europe, on the other hand, is moving more towards CBDCs. This divergence in approach will have significant implications for the future of digital finance, and hence all individuals.
The video uses El Salvador as a real-world example of these principles in action.
It does, and it's a powerful one. El Salvador's use of Bitcoin over recent years has generated unrealized profits and is helping them pay off IMF loans. It's a testament to the transformative potential of Bitcoin on a national scale. Sean's message in the video is that individuals can apply these same principles to their own financial lives.
So, to sum it all up, what is the key takeaway from The Road to $200,000 Bitcoin?
The key takeaway is empowerment. It's a roadmap for moving from a passive observer to an active participant in the digital economy. It's about using digital assets, particularly Bitcoin, as the foundation for building a business that can lead to financial independence for individuals. It's a message of hope and a call to action for anyone who feels let down by the traditional financial system.
Sarah, thank you so much for breaking that down for us. It's been incredibly insightful.
My pleasure, John.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We hope you found this summary of Sean's latest video useful. Head to the link below to watch it in full on the DBM Academy YouTube channel. You can also subscribe to the DBM Academy at www.dbm.academy. We look forward to seeing you there.